826, Wisconsin's morning news. What motivated you to do this? This was the Giannis thing, right? He has a movie come. Well, I know it's not coming out, but it is going to production.
So, yes. So,
is this what you two were laughing at? Greg Pancake Hill produces the program.
Well, because it's there's a little bit of a formula to these movies.
Anyway, Eric are snickering all morning.
I don't know if you've ever watched the Ocean's 11 movies.
Sure, okay, everybody knows
or
that,
or any
right?
of those heist movies. They're kind of fun, and there's always a twist or whatnot.
Brad Pitt and whoever, they're all in it.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
So, Variety, breaking news that that Giannis, his production company, which is called Improbable Media, has a new project that it's working on, and it's described as an Ocean's 11-style heist comedy, much like Ocean's 11, and it'll be set in Greece. And production is underway, slated to begin this year, but everything else, cast members, plot, details, all that stuff, still under wraps. Really excited about this. This is awesome.
So I guess if any other movie house in Hollywood had a project like this out, you'd say, okay, makes sense, checks out, right? But because it's Giannis, it's like, what's his level of involvement?
Yeah, so he's a producer, and obviously, as you know, he's done different movie productions as before. He's been in those documentaries, but he's also that Disney ran that movie about their lives.
About the sports.
Yes, yeah.
But it's like a treatment.
So Pancake and I started talking, well, what if he was actually in the movie? Because, as you know, athletes are now more performers than ever before, right?
Entertainers.
They are entertainers first, right? So how do you do that? How could you incorporate an athlete into a movie and make it amazing? Well, the only way to find out the answer to that question is to use ChatGPT. So that's what we did. Pancake typed into ChatGPT. I have it written right here. Greg shared this with me. He wrote, write me a movie with an Ocean's 11 plot, but with Giannis as the protagonist assembling a crew of NBA players. And below is the glorious script. I have the whole synopsis in here. The logline is this. When a priceless artifact is stolen from a prestigious basketball museum, MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo recruits a team of NBA stars to execute an audacious heist and reclaim it. But they soon find themselves entangled in a web of betrayal and intrigue. And it gives
of course they would.
There's four acts. So ChatGPT wrote up four acts and then an epilogue about what happens. He teams up with LeBron looking for a golden hoop, which was stolen from the museum.
Okay, that's the artifact. What is this golden hoop?
It is said to give you magical properties to enhance a player's skill.
Ooh. Suddenly, and it's been stolen.
It's been stolen. Devastated by the loss, Giannis resolves to retrieve the artifact from the Greece Museum. So he reaches out to LeBron. They recruit some other friends like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, others known for their precision on the court.
I'm going to need a little more from ChatGPT on why they decided to take the matter into their own hands.
It's the only way.
Just calling the cops.
To round
and the movie's over.
To round out the team. They recruit the charismatic playmaker, Chris Paul, whose quick thinking and smooth talking makes him invaluable to the team.
This has, like, Globetrotters with Scooby-Doo vibes.
Yeah, but you could. But I firmly believe, whether you use the ChatGPT version or not, you could actually do this. Like, you could actually find athletes have been in movies before.
Okay.
Even current ones who are currently playing have been in movies before.
But aren't they usually, I suppose this is a scenario where they're largely playing themselves, so you could get past the acting hurdle.
A little bit, but you can also find good actors. Man, I'm putting you on the spot, Greg. Who's the actor that's in that Adam Sandler movie? Adam Sandler plays that assistant.
Oh, Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett, but there are others, too.
Another example comes to mind, you know, Space Jam 2, so LeBron is in it, but like Damian Lillard's also in it, Anthony Davis is in it, Diana Taurasi, blah, blah, blah.
The reason I bring up the Sandler movie because it's a little bit more of a serious movie. It's like a drama, but these guys are playing themselves and they do a really good job with it. So can you find a couple of them and then could you make the golden hoop a real thing and actually have that be like on the courts next year, have Adam Silver involved in some way and actually involve a film, make it a good film, use ChatGPT if you need to, and the rest writes itself.
All of the brothers would have to be in the movie, right? Then Assis is in it for sure.
Absolutely. Right. Get them in a scene, and it can be fun, but also you need a twist at the end.
The scenario that I said earlier, that it's not unwatchable. What you've driven, like, I'm at least interested in hearing more.
If you are curious in reading the treatment, we do have it on our website. Just text the word heist to the WDTMJ talk and text line, Heist, H-E-I-S-T, 855-616-1620. We'll send it to you, and you can see what ChatGPT has to say about the new Giannis movie.
Because the house always wins. Play long enough, you never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing my speech, haven't
you? A little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed
it. That was good. I liked it.